Have you ever wanted to play in a campaign similar to the Noctprone Dead Season where you are in a realm filled with spirits? If yes, then I have the perfect product for you. Explore the realm beyond the veil with the Book of Spirits, an ethereal 5e supplement on Kickstarter now. This supplement is inspired by legendary titles like Dragon Age and Stormlight Archive. The Book of Spirits is a sourcebook that expands your world with a new realm of magic. With over 50 spirit creatures, 7 brand new subclasses, an entirely new class, and tons of encounters and resources for you to run a game in the spirit realm. Follow the link in the episode description where you can find this 200 plus page book with illustrated encounter maps, incredibly detailed miniatures, and an entire original soundtrack to immerse your players in this mystical adventure. Back the Book of Spirits today on Kickstarter.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Drama de los impuestos ya empezó.
Ya no, porque Boost Mobile te da gratis un Samsung Galaxy A23 5G cuando te cambias y con el poder de las redes 5G más grandes del país.
No más drama. ¿Qué será de mí?
Cámbiate a Boost y llévate un Samsung Galaxy A23 5G gratis.
Oferta por tiempo limitado, solo nuevos clientes, disponible en ciertas redes. El servicio 5G no está disponible en todas partes. Un dispositivo por línea excluye impuestos. Aplican restricciones adicionales. Visita una tienda para detalles.
What would you like to do? It's the question that every DM asks every player at least once in their career. That question has led to more stories than any other question on the planet. But how do you turn that question into an amazing story? That's a question we answer on our show, How to Be a Better DM. For those crazy individuals who want to pretend like they can control the story, How to Be a Better DM is the perfect place to learn how to dungeon master without spending extra money or extra time. You'll get tips and techniques to avoid the significant pitfalls of dungeon masters everywhere. We have episodes coming out every Thursday morning, and we can't wait for you to roll initiative with us. Go to betterdungeonmaster.com/knockedprone for more information.
Knocked Prone is a clean, chaotic, and deep podcast for D&D nerds. I have the power. I am Cade. Find more ways to show to support our podcast and the episode description. So we last left you guys walking through the portal of the astral plane. Now, before we get into things purely, we ran a little poll on our Discord. I've been picking too much on Alec lately.
Yeah.
So the person who's going to roll a D12 minus one, beat out by 1 point, is Marissa. Guess who's in second place, everyone? Alec.
And he wasn't
Alec
even
was
on
in
the
second place,
poll.
And he wasn't supposed to be in it. But Marissa, go ahead and roll me a D12 minus one.
Okay.
This has a lot to do with what's going to affect Alec.
I like it. Oh, I like it better when Alec rolls because then I can blame anything that goes bad on him. But if it's affecting him, then we're still okay. All right, and we got a 10. What, 10 minus 1, so 9.
Hey. Not bad, not bad.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How old are you?
20.
Okay,
cool. Oh.
So, you guys walk through this portal, and you're expecting to walk into Shadowfell, this land of almost nightmares, and you walk into this lively tavern, and you see above the portal that you just walked through is a neon sign flickering with its neon light that says Ditto's Diner. Below the Ditto's Diner is it almost looks like a wanted board, but it's like a checklist almost of the recent arrests in Shadowfell. And you see, with a big ol' smiling grin in his mugshot, Zag Fernhollow as their most recent arrest. You have stumbled into a cop bar. Welcome to the Shadowfell, everyone.
Is the owner a shapeshifter?
Maybe.
Why would you say that?
Ditto from Pokemon.
Oh, man. Nice work, Mason.
Nice work.
As you guys are walking around this bar, you do notice that there are many guards who are off shift. You can just tell by their uniforms. These are prison guards of this Shadowfell prison that has that wanted wall, that has the checklist that Zag has been arrested on. What are you guys doing as you are in Ditto's Diner?
I'm going to assume I'm very out of place here.
Yes, 100%.
Aesthetically.
All three of you aesthetically are out of place. Grom is probably the closest to being in place, just with like his burly aesthetic. The rest of the guards are fully in uniform. You can hear a tussle happening in the other room.
So instead of trying to blend in at all, I'm just going to like strut in there as confidently as I can, turning on as much charm as I can. And I'm just going to start walking around the room, and I want to get a feel for how people are receiving us.
Roll me a performance check.
Zag! Zag! Where are you?
Grom, quiet! Did you not see the sign?
They obviously know who he is.
Oh, I forget you can't read. That's bad. That means that Zag is within their holding. This is not a place we want to announce that we know him.
And we're looking for Zag, so...
No. They want Zag to go bye-bye.
Well, if he's in prison, then we can pay to get him out, like my mom.
Let's figure out exactly what he did first. Does the poster say what he did?
It does not, unfortunately. But you could ask around the bar, seeing that it is the most recent arrest.
I want to go to, like, the nearest cop that I see and try to, like, that guy. What'd he do?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, I tailed that suspect after he was caught up in a illegal griffin riding competition. I thought that he was going 45 and a 30. Unfortunately, when I pulled him over, it was a murder. He murdered somebody. And, oh. Well, it was circumstantial evidence because, you see, I tailed him and his bunny rabbit accomplice to an abandoned warehouse. And then when we burst through the doors, we found this individual with a murder weapon of many people. So we put him behind bars. Kind of Shadowfell law, if you will.
Who did he kill?
He went on a spree, I think. Lots of names on lists that we can't just necessarily just like point down. You're not even in uniform. I shouldn't even be telling you this information. This is confidential police information.
Don't worry. I'm the champion of Greyhaven. Oh, you can trust me.
Welcome to the Shadowfell champion of Greyhaven. My name is Officer Baxter, and I am just one of the lieutenants here for the Shadowfell Police Department, or SPD, as we're called.
Could I do a persuasion check to get more information out of him?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to try to, like, bat my eyelashes at this lieutenant, which, Ephemia has not tried to put on that face in a very long time. It's a little internally painful for her. But I'm going to bat my eyelash and be like, oh no, like, can you tell me more about this bad, bad man? 13.
I can't really give you too much information. However, you do seem like a kind of nice folk. I can hook you up with maybe our top lead on the suspect. Actually, the owner of this bar, his name is Mimic Mike, and he might be able to give you some more information on Zag.
Oh, that would be great. I mean, we're new to Shadowfell. I just want to make sure, you know, we're in a safe place.
Let me get your rune crystal phone digits just to follow up with you later.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not one for technology, but I assure you I'll be back for you.
Oh, good, good. Well, maybe take down my email just in case.
Oh, absolutely.
You take that and you keep it real safe. Keep it close to your heart.
Femia's just going to, like, scribble it and just, like, haphazardly and shove it in her bag. Not for actual purposes, but just so it looks, oh, yeah, I'll be sure to reach out. Ephemia is just going to give a soft wave to him and go, okay, bye-bye, and walk towards wherever this
Mimic Mike.
Mimic Mike is.
He's the equivalent of Magic Mike, but a mimic. So you make your way over to Mimic Mike. Celine, how did you do on that performance check to see how well you fit in at this cop bar?
I rolled a 19 on my performance check.
With a 19 performance check, you fit in. You don't wear a uniform. However, these cops are patting you on the back. They're handing you a box of phantom fritters. And you see amongst this, like, baker's dozen of these Shadowfell treats, you see that some are covered in glaze, some have these like shade sprinkles, and overall these are just basically a fantasy version of donuts. They're offering you ride-alongs in their carriage to get a gist of it, because they're like,
wow, you're a wunderkind. You probably could make the SPD in no time at all.
Oh my, thank you.
Yeah, you seem like a tattletale, and that's what we look for here at the Shadowfell Police Department.
Oh. Oh.
Welcome to the force.
Thank you.
Ephemia, how did you do that?
What? You think I can't put on a face a little bit?
Can you teach me?
How to bat your eyelashes? Oh, you bet it, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And you just see Grom get like a big smile on his face. Like,
we've got to get a scene for that later.
Ophemia's just going to comb out Grom's beard with her fingers and try to smooth it out.
It's just rocks and gravel and pieces of meat and food. And
she's just like trying to straighten it out, uses the bacon grease to kind of like shape it a little.
Grom, roll me a luck check for your beard maintenance.
19.
Ooh. 19.
Whoa.
You look immaculate.
I'm a champion fighter, so that's a crit for me.
There is a platoon of guards who walk over and they're like,
you ever thought about shaving that beard into a handlebar mustache? It would look really good. Oh, man.
I don't really think about much, to be honest, but I do think that would be a pretty cool idea. You all look pretty nice.
You would make a great member of the Shadowfell Police Department with that mustache of yours.
Well, that would be great. I'm looking for information, so that'd be a great place to find it. How do I join?
The Academy.
Where's that?
Oh, it's a 6-month trial process and lots of exercise.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
Oh,
I do like the exercise though. Maybe I could get your routines.
Yes, we do something called Pilates, like police Pilates, but P-O-L.
Okay,
it's a play on words.
That sounds fancy.
It is very fancy, actually. You get a donut at the end.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Ephemia is also going to try to like wave over Celine to follow the direction.
Yes, I will head over.
Awesome.
And follow her lead.
So you guys approach the bar and you see a treasure chest who is polishing a glass. And for a moment, you almost feel like you need to rub your eyes because this is just a treasure chest. A treasure chest that opens its mouth and has a tongue that comes out of it with these pointed teeth, and using its tongue and one of its teeth to balance a glass, it is polishing a glass, and then it fills up a drink and then slides it down the table towards one of the cops and says, what can I do you for?
Hi, we were told to find Mimic Mike to get some information about the dangers of Shadowfell.
That'd be me, Mimic Mike.
Oh.
Yes. Well, hello.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, I am the owner of this here establishment.
I was not prepared for that.
I'm sorry. Here. And he's going to shape change into a half-elf man, seeing that you are a half-elf, and stand upright from being a treasure chest. He says, hi, yeah, so I'm Mimic Mike. I own this bar here. What can I do for you?
The nice lieutenant over there told us that you would be the man to talk to about this apparent felon named Zag that apparently killed some people.
Oh, do you believe any of that?
I don't know. That's why I'm talking to you.
We just got here.
Okay, so here's the deal. I know that we're in a cop bar right now.
But I don't believe that Zag is guilty. I think he's an innocent person. I was one of the lead witnesses on his trial, and things didn't add up.
His trial already happened?
It was circumstantial evidence at best. And he's been locked away in the Nightshade prison complex already.
Do they allow visitors in the Nightshade prison or whatever?
They allow guards into the prison.
So we just have to wait 6 months.
Oh, are you guys hoping to get into... What do you guys...
I was told to go to the academy.
So yes, you could go to the academy. Or I have a little bit of a proposition for you. You see, are you hoping to get in sooner than 6 months?
Yeah, that would be preferable.
So I have something here behind the bar. It's the daily special, as I like to call it. And he puts daily special in quotation marks. It's a transformative tonic. It'll make you appear to be whoever you'd like to be. It has some adverse side effects for some people, but you could pose as guards for the prison and make it in no problem at all. But here's the thing. I can't give it to you for free. I'm being watched right now. And you look around you. I mean, you're in a prison guard bar, and there are a ton of people who are vigilant 24/7. And Mike continues, now I could split, hypothetically, my winnings on our betting rink that we have here of the Mimic Fighting Club. However, the mimic that is fighting in this ring is my brother, and he and I have run one too many cons in the past, and so I'm no longer allowed to bet on my brother. If you were to help me make my brother lose and bet with me against my brother, then I would be able to, quote-unquote, split the earnings with you of this daily special. And he gives a little wink.
Who are the fighters?
Well, there are two fighters who are scheduled to go up against my brother today in this fight. One is an animated table, and another is an animated rug. So between those two, I just need you to pick the fighter who you think is going to beat my brother in this match.
We should be good at this. We should know what we're doing here, right? I mean,
how do I know who fights between a table?
Well, I don't know. What does Grom think?
While you guys are kind of summing up information, let's switch over to the other member of the Champions of Greyhaven, who is split from the party. Zag, you are currently locked up in a prison cell. Now, how this is going to happen is you are going to have three actions throughout a day that you can do to try and make prison life a little easier. What are you going to do with your three actions today? So you are currently chained to a wall. You are magnetized, it feels like, to this wall that you are chained to.
Do I have cellmates?
You see that you have two other cellmates. As you look around, you notice that there is a dwarven woman and there is a very familiar face, an orcish man. You would recognize this to be Snuffs, the orcish man that you promised to go on a cruise with in the first episode of this campaign.
So is this Zag's first day in prison right now?
Yes, this is the first day in prison. Zag! Oh my gosh! I knew you were going to come back for me to go on that cruise!
I got the tickets in my back pocket.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, wait. They took all my stuff.
Oh, it's nice to see you. Oh man. You notice that he has aged a considerable amount, like 30 years probably.
What happened to you?
Oh, I've just been here for... I thought you forgot about me. You look great. Holy cow. Half-elf skin really holds up.
I moisturize.
And then I'm going to talk to the other woman in my cell. Zach's just going to look over to her and be like, hey, who are you?
My name is Doria Greyhead.
And you notice that she... is holding up much better than this orc is holding up. Like, age-wise, Doria looks much younger than this orc.
How long have both of you been here?
Snuff looks at you.
Maybe a week, maybe 7 years. It's really hard to keep track of.
And the dwarven woman looks over at you and says,
I've been here for 20 years, 4 months and 3 days, and counting.
20 years they keep us here that long?
But depending on your sentence, yeah.
I'm not supposed to be here.
Me either.
And they both, like, laugh. And if they could elbow each other, they would.
Okay, so does Zag have any of his possessions? Or
no. You nothing? Are in a loincloth, basically.
Can I cast?
100%.
Ooh, hold up. So I'm going to assume at this point, Thorin is dead, right?
You feel a sense of relief off your shoulders as soon as Thorin has been defeated.
Well, I guess Zag will try to get the attention of one of the guards if this is the first day he's in there.
Yeah.
Guard, guard!
Yeah, what's up?
I'm not supposed to be here. What's happening?
Most prisoners say that. You're in the Nightshade prison complex. You've been, well, convicted of murder.
I didn't murder anybody.
That's not what the jury said, so sorry.
How long am I supposed to be here?
Let me check your paperwork. Oh, you just have 3 life sentences. I'm going to count that as 2 actions because you've been talking with your prison cellmates and the guard. What do you want to do with your 3rd action?
I think Zag will know he's not strong enough to break any chains.
Okay.
He doesn't have the skill to pick any locks, so he's just going to just look around the cell, see if he can find anything that can maybe help him get out or just help him in any way.
Yeah, roll me an investigation check.
15.
A 15. You find a lockpick.
Okay, well, I guess that's the end of my actions, right? So
that is the end of your actions. And so the guard is going to come in and is going to stick a ladle into a bucket and then shovel some pureed food into your mouth. And you taste a bit of frosting in it as he says,
"Congratulations, you're a year closer to getting out of here."
And let's go back over to the other group. So we're going to join you guys back at Ditto's Diner. What are you guys doing?
The last thing I said was that you would probably know best who would win in a fight.
I would think that Table would win just because, well, it's got legs, hasn't it? But I don't know. I've never really seen furniture fight before.
Yeah, this is quite new for me too.
What if we disguised me as a table? And then you can bet on me.
Well, Grob, you've never fought as a piece of furniture before either.
Roll me a performance check, DC 18. If you can roll an 18, I will let you dress up as a table.
15 plus 5, 20.
Dirty 20 will do it. So you find a tablecloth and you are able to straighten your back in such a way that you resemble an animated table.
I could... A very short
coffee table.
I could kick it.
I mean, I would put my money on you.
What are
against
we gonna
the
do
chest?
With the actual table, though?
Where's the animated table?
Right here. We have it right here.
Thank you so much. Oh,
the actual animal table is like in pieces in the corner.
You get lifted up, Grom, and tossed into a ring. Roll initiative.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting this. I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be a joke.
You thought, no, buddy. So, you thought.
Yeah, so as soon as the fight's starting, I'm going to lean over to Mimic Mike and just say, "Our money is on the table."
Mimic Mike looks over at one of the guards and says,
"I'll put my entire life savings on the table."
Betting against your brother, very bold.
12.
14 for the mimic. With a 14, this mimic is going to go first, and it is going to use its bite attack against you, Grom. That is an 18 to hit.
I'm assuming I don't have my shield or
unfortunately,
weapons
you won't
or anything
have your
because
shield.
I have to keep appearances. So yes, that hits.
Actually, I'm going to lean over to Ophemia and say, I wonder how much of our confidence in Grom's fighting ability relies on Zag as being his support.
Honestly, I wonder how we went along with him literally just putting a tablecloth on and calling himself a table.
I know.
I don't feel like this is our smartest idea.
How is nobody questioning this right now?
I don't know, but I feel like...
You know what? The money's down. We better root for him.
Okay.
Go, Grom!
No, he's table man.
Oh, go, table!
You take 8 points of piercing damage and 3 points of acid damage as this mimic bites into you.
Fair enough.
And with that, you are up.
With my fists, 17 to hit.
A 17 definitely hits.
17 to hit.
Both hit.
So.
Oh my goodness.
This animated table is quicker than it usually is today. Somebody must have been feeding it the extra food.
13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And 10 points of bludgeoning damage.
You hit this chest for 23 points of damage, and you knock one of the hinges off of its cheek, and so it is looking not super hot right now. Not quite bloodied, but almost. And with that, it's the mimic's turn.
Can Ophemia and I enter initiative?
Surprise me.
Okay,
what are you doing?
We would... I think it'd be reasonable if we had to roll stealth or sleight of hand or anything. We just have...
Ophemia, roll me a stealth check.
Okay. You're having me...
Just Ophemia, roll me a stealth check.
Because he knows your stealth is high and mine is not. That's
See,
why
let me
he's
have
having
a cool
me do
roll.
It. I got an 8, so I'm
I got a 24.
Oh, inspiration.
Inspiration over there. I don't have good stealth. I'm sorry. 17.
A 17. Okay. You were able to successfully sneak into the initiative. I will count you at the top of the initiative. What are you guys doing?
I would like to cast haste. So choose a willing creature that you can see within range.
Ooh.
Until the spell ends. The target's speed is doubled and it gains a +2 bonus to AC. It has advantage on dexterity and it gains an additional action on each of its turns.
Awesome. I love haste. So let's go. With that, it's the mimic's turn. Grom, you glow gold and your tablecloth shimmers ever so slightly. The guards ooh and ah as your tablecloth blows in the wind. Wow, I'm rolling great. That's a 22 to hit.
22 hits.
Just letting you know, I used a third level spell just for this.
Yeah, I know. You will take 7 points of piercing damage and 3 points of acid damage. And with that, that is your turn, Grom. You are hasted and rearing to go.
I do my best to make it sound like wood is creaking.
Wow, that animated table is really vocal today.
And then I try to punch it. 18 plus 8, so 26.
That'll hit.
Ooh, a natural one. Would it be reasonable for me to try to grapple it, or is that...
You could if you wanted to. If you were to grapple it, I would have you roll another performance check to make sure that you're...
We'll just do another attack with the haste. 17.
That will definitely hit.
9 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And 10 points on the second one.
You've dealt 42 points of damage to this mimic. It is looking on its last leg. It is not looking great.
Does it have a leg?
Exactly. And you have 4, and so it's at a disadvantage.
2, because he's a technology.
It's technically knocked prone. I have advantage on it. No.
Celine, go ahead and take your turn before this mimic goes.
So I would like to use my action to attempt to demoralize the chest.
Okay. What do you say to demoralize this chest?
I've been looking online, okay?
You're just a footlocker.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
You're just a footlocker! Nobody likes you!
The mimic frowns, and what does menacing do?
So, menacing, I have to make an intimidation roll. On a success, the enemy is frightened until the end of my next turn, contested by the target's insight. If it fails, the target can't be frightened by me in this way for the next hour.
Well, good luck beating this mimic's insight. What's your plus?
Do you have expertise?
11.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it has a +1 to its insight.
26.
With a 26, you beat out this mimic by 22 points. Roll me a d8 of psychic damage.
Oh.
Here, you tell him, Celine.
6.
The mimic bursts into flames and is dead.
Bursts into flames
and is dead.
Spontaneous combustion.
The guards in the room, oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! That table! Mimic Mike, you were right. Your brother does suck at fighting. And The rewards are paid out, and Mimic Mike hands each of you a transformative tonic.
Mimic Mike, I'm sorry about your brother.
Oh, it's okay. He's a dingbat.
At the table, I
need to use the bathroom.
And I do any reason to... To break eyesight, and then I just take off the sheet and, like, come out of the bathroom, like, everything's okay.
Oh, I missed the fight.
One of the guards is going to roll an insight and rolls a natural one to try and see if you were the table the whole time, and is like, oh my goodness, I should get myself a tablecloth. Then I could be team table. You look over at the corner of the room and you see Mimic Mike is starting to open up a tablecloth jersey section.
Bunch of cops going around in poorly made ghost costumes, like, go table!
So you guys each have one of these transformative tonics. What this transformative tonic does, you effectively will have for the next 24 hours the spell Disguise Self on yourself. So you can choose whatever appearance you'd like to look like within a foot of higher or lower of what you are currently standing at. You can choose your clothing. The only limitation on it is that you can't have more limbs than you currently have.
So could we change it more than once within that 24-hour span? Or does it just change once and it lasts 24 hours?
It changes once and it lasts 24 hours. So this is like a polyjuice potion.
Okay.
So the changes are like actually physical. It's not just an illusion that we're...
Yes. Okay. So it is an illusion. However, it is much harder to see past with the potion rather than the spell.
Are there any female guards or do they all have mustaches?
There are female guards, but they do have mustaches.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to transform into a lady guard, but I'm going to have the coolest mustache you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be one that'll make all of the men jealous. They are jealous. It's like one of those handlebars that has like style. Like, you know, it's not just a handlebar. It has like twirls in it.
It's a handlebar with ribbons at the end.
Yeah. There's like a bell hanging from one end.
And it has a bell on it as well. Okay, wonderful.
Exactly.
Roll me performance just to see how good it is.
Okay.
Grom, what are you doing?
I got a nat 20.
Nice.
Okay. You have advantage on a roll of your choice for the rest of the session. Because your handlebar mustache is immaculate.
Oh my, is that you, Captain? We haven't seen you in quite a long time.
I know, I've been busy.
Oh my goodness. Captain Effie, everyone, pay your respects.
And everyone takes their cop hats off and puts them over their hearts and starts singing the national anthem.
Of the Shadow Bell.
This is like my second nat 20. And of all things, it's on putting on a nice mustache.
That would be my number one pick. Honestly.
Celine and Grom, what are you guys doing with your appearances?
My brain is not working today. I just want to turn into a table.
All you want to be is just a table.
Grom, get rid of your tablecloth.
Yeah. Oh, but it's fan merchandise.
I know. I'll put it in my bag. We can save it for later.
Okay, thank you.
You can show it to Zach. He'll be very excited.
You could be a guard with a table jersey.
Oh.
I'll follow Ophemia's lead and just transform into a Duragar guard. So just basically myself, but darker skin, gray hair and eyes.
Awesome. Roll me performance.
I reluctantly turn into Ron Swanson.
Okay, wonderful. And I know more than you.
I'm very, very grumpy about it.
Roll me a performance.
10.
A 10?
16.
16. All right. Ophemia, you are thought as being a captain. Grom, you are thought as being a lieutenant. And Celine, you transform into a uniform of a private. Ophemia, you have top rank of the entire bar at the moment. Oh, and everyone roll me a
d12.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like that.
How old am I
going
to be?
Just a d12, a 10.
6.
1.
Okay. With a 10, Ophemia, you undergo a gender swap. You are now masculine presenting.
I still have the coolest mustache.
The coolest mustache.
It is the coolest. Like those handlebar mustache competitions, it is the coolest one.
With a 6, Grom, your skin
burns. You are now vulnerable to all damage.
Goodness. Okay.
That's terrible.
I'm so scared.
Celine, you have.
You die.
You have identity confusion. You now believe you are Ron Swanson to the core. You believe that you have become Ron Swanson and that you have never been anything but Ron Swanson.
This is what my life has come up to.
I had to Google Ron Swanson to make sure I was even thinking of the right person.
Okay, this is literally my whole life's purpose right here, is just helping her be Ron Swanson.
To this moment.
Those were the side effects of your transformative tonics. You now have the attention of the room, Aphemia especially. What are you guys doing?
You said my skin burns.
Your skin burns, yeah.
I'm just going to roll my shoulders back and go, who is going to take me to that prisoner Zag? He needs a talking to.
I will. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go. Let's go, team.
Your mustache is not as cool as mine.
You're right.
He takes out a razor and shaves it off.
I'm so ashamed.
You should be.
SPD, move out. And he starts leading the charge, but then he cowers and he says, I'm sorry, Captain. And he has you lead the charge towards the prison. And as you exit this Ditto's Diner, you see a long bridge leading to this high security prison that has spotlights all around it. It is surrounded by a deep moat filled with creatures of horrors, and this bridge is a one way in, one way out sort of situation to this prison.
I'm just staring at what's drawn on the table, and I am scared.
I'm so glad I'm in prison.
Yeah, good for you.
This map looks terrible.
All comfy against the ball.
Yeah, just my hands up.
So you guys start heading towards this prison, and I believe that is where we're going to end our episode for the night. My name is Cade, the host and table fighter of this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition adventure, and I'm joined here by the characters to my left.
Alec playing Zag a little bit.
Mason playing Grom.
Marissa playing Aphemia.
And Brooklyn playing
Ron Celine. Swanson.
And Brooklyn playing Ron Swanson, who I'm going to go do some research on now.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode. I'm so excited for the next episode. If you love this episode, go on over to patreon.com/knocked and check out our bonus content and help support our show so we can continue to make kick-ass content just like this. And we hope you remember, when life knocks you flat on your back, all you got to do is keep rolling, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. He's a mimic.
I just didn't expect a treasure chest.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.